Housing Connect, Tenant Satisfaction Measures Edition, June 2025. Welcome. By Cheryl Williams, Housing Asset and Compliance Manager. I am the Housing Asset and Compliance Manager. In my role, I have responsibility for our compliance and performance. I also manage our housing ICT systems, complaints, asset property portfolio and climate change. I would like to thank all who took part in the Tenant Satisfaction Measures Surveys, TSMs. The surveys are taken from a random representative sample, which could mean some of you may have taken part last year too. If you did not take part this time, don't worry, you may be asked in future surveys. The feedback has been helpful to us, and we continue to learn and build based on your responses. The results from last year exceeded the national benchmark results, which demonstrated our commitment to providing good services to our tenants. However, this does not mean we are stopping there. We are continuing to work with our tenants to understand more about the services we provide and where we can do things better. Last year, concerns were raised by residents of the North Riverside area about feeling safe in the area. We held focus groups, and through our actions and by working in partnership, I'm pleased to see the results for this area improved. We identified work that can be done to improve the area, and this work is underway. It includes cutting back trees, improving lighting, removing a tree causing structural damage, and replacing it with new trees. We can only improve through your input, and there are many ways you can do this. You could be part of our tenants panel, digital tenants panel, or by completing one of our satisfaction surveys. A survey will be sent to you after you have had a repair, started a new tenancy, logged an antisocial behaviour case, made a complaint, or attended an event. I would encourage everyone to complete this with your honest opinions, to tell us what we are doing well or where you feel improvement is needed. Regulator of Social Housing. The Regulator of Social Housing regulates registered social housing providers, including local authorities and housing associations. It is a standalone, non-departmental public body of government. The Regulator of Social Housing sets consumer and economic standards for social housing providers and can take action if these are breached. Individual complaints about social housing providers should be made to the Housing Ombudsman Service. As part of the consumer standards set by the regulator, all housing providers must adhere to transparency, influence and accountability, including tenant satisfaction measures standards. This requires us to treat tenants and prospective tenants with fairness and respect, take action to deliver fair and equitable outcomes for tenants and, where relevant, prospective tenants, take tenants' views into account in their decision-making about how Darlington Council services are delivered and communicate how tenants' views have been considered. Communicate with tenants and provide information so tenants can use landlord services, understand what to expect from their landlord and hold their landlord to account. Collect and provide information to support effective scrutiny by tenants of their landlord's performance in delivering landlord services. Ensure complaints are addressed fairly, effectively and promptly. Darlington Borough Council will be inspected by the regulator as part of the consumer standards.
What are the tenant satisfaction measures? From April 2024, the second round of tenant satisfaction measures started across the UK, which must be completed by March 2025. The aim of TSMs is to hold all social housing providers to account for their actions. It allows providers to find out from their tenants what they are doing right, what they are getting wrong, and areas for improvement. The tenant satisfaction measures allows us to ask approximately 10% of our tenants some set questions in a survey. These set questions are the same throughout the country with all housing providers. There are 22 tenant satisfaction measures in total, which are split into two parts. 10 performance measures that are collected through management performance information, and 12 customer perception survey measures that are collected by surveying customers directly. The 12 questions we asked you were as follows. TPO1. How satisfied or dissatisfied are you with the service provided by Darlington Borough Council Housing Services? TPO2. How satisfied or dissatisfied are you with the overall repairs service from Darlington Borough Council's Housing Service over the last 12 months? TPO3. How satisfied or dissatisfied are you with the time taken to complete your most recent repair after you reported it? TPO4. Again, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you that Darlington Borough Council Housing provides a home that is well maintained? TPO5. Thinking about the condition of the property or building you live in, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you that Darlington Borough Council Housing provides a home that is safe? TPO6. Again, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you that Darlington Borough Council Housing Service listens to your views and acts upon them? TPO7. How satisfied or dissatisfied are you that Darlington Borough Council Housing Service keeps you informed about things that matter to you? TPO8. To what extent do you agree or disagree with the following? Darlington Borough Council's Housing Service treats me fairly and with respect. TPO9. Again, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you with Darlington Borough Council's Housing Service approach to complaints handling? TP10. How satisfied or dissatisfied are you that Darlington Borough Council's Housing Service keeps these communal areas clean and well maintained? TP11. How satisfied or dissatisfied are you that Darlington Borough Council's Housing Service makes a positive contribution to your neighbourhood? TP12. How satisfied or dissatisfied are you with Darlington Borough Council's Housing Service's approach to handling antisocial behaviour? All 22 measures from every housing provider will be visible online for the public to view, compare, and question. The TSMs covered the following areas: overall satisfaction, keeping properties in good order, building safety, safety checks, respect and helpful engagement, effective handling of complaints, antisocial behaviour, and responsible neighbourhood management. Our surveys were completed in late October and early November 2024, with 604 of our tenants fully completing the Tenant Satisfaction Measures survey. This included 391 via telephone and 213 online. BMG. After the initial success of the first year working with BMG Research, we decided to ask them to carry out the research with our tenants again. This helped to ensure impartiality and fairness. BMG are a leading independent provider of market research services to the UK public and social sectors. With over 35 years of experience, BMG have over 100 experts and are based in Birmingham, Glasgow and London. Our team worked with BMG and were in regular contact to ensure the smooth running of the research and that our tenants' details were up to date.
Improvements in the last year. The 2024-25 tenant satisfaction measures marks the second TSMs that Darlington Borough Council have conducted. The aim of the TSMs is to identify the areas we need to improve as a service. In the 2023-24 edition, the tenants panel asked us to look at three specific areas for improvement. Although the areas are similar this year, in the past 12 months, we have made several changes to help improve the results, and this is reflected in the small increase in satisfaction. As these points have still been highlighted from this year's results, we know that it's an ongoing project. We said we would include a regular article in Housing Connect about what actions we have taken and how tenants can report issues to us. We did. We published articles that link to antisocial behaviour in both editions published in 2024-25. These included CCTV, domestic abuse and homelessness. We said we will continue to work with our partner agencies such as civic enforcement and the police. We did. Tenant involvement officers met with civic enforcement in October 2024 to discuss their attendance at engagement meetings across the town. Both civic enforcement and the police are now regular attendees at engagement meetings. We said we would organise focus groups, events in areas, so we can focus on specific improvements that matter to an area. We did. Cheryl Williams highlighted in her introduction the work that the housing team have done at North Riverside on the back of last year's TSMs. Focus groups were also completed in Cockerton and Heatherwood Grove to discuss issues with tenants. We said we would take the tenants panel meeting on the road and hold them at various locations around the town to make it easier for people to attend. We did. We have already held two events on the road at Park Place and Banktop. We aim to have a tenants panel meeting on the road every 2 months. We said the tenants panel member will increase their visibility across the town. We did. Tenants panel members have actively attended different events that are not in their local area. This includes the Hope Town engagement event and events at other schemes. We provided the tenants panel members with jackets with the Darlington Borough Council housing logo on them so people could easily recognise them at the events. We said we would set up a dedicated complaint web page with details of the process of making a complaint. We did. The housing complaints, compliments and comments page has been designed and is constantly updated.